Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I thank for this day we've come together, that our hearts and minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others across the airwaves as we link hearts and minds and deepen down in spirit. Before I get into our theme for this Sunday soul connection, there's just a couple of things I want to address and speak to. Yesterday, as I was praying and in contemplation, the quote from 2 Timothy 1:7 came to me. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Various conversations I've had this week, and obviously what's going on in the news, one of the things I am very aware of is that what seems to be overtaking us is a level of fear, hysteria, and also despair. But what I got from when I was given and felt that quote, that we have to truly practice what we preach, embrace our faith, and look beyond appearances, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. This is a time when more than ever we utilize our Christ consciousness to direct ourselves away from fear, to direct ourselves away from trepidation, to direct ourselves away from the calamities and the crisis and all of the misinformation that is being handed to us. This is a time when we discern with love that everyone is in the same boat and have compassion for each other and not allow our basest natures to ride and dominate us, which we have seen so clearly with the price gouging, with the panic buying, with the rudeness and the level of ignorant behavior that's being expressed across the globe. My beloveds, here on the Sunday Soul Connection, we constantly remind you that our spiritual practice isn't something we're doing once a week on a Sunday. Our spiritual practice is something that we are doing on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. The deepening that I constantly refer to is how do we embrace, how do we express, how do we live this truth that we are claiming to believe? How are we practicing it? When crisis hits, That is the time when we truly get to see how deep our faith is. When situations and problems and challenges arise, that is the time when we deepen into our connection with the divine, the source of all that is, the ground of being. That is the time when we come back to realign with the truth of who we are and whose we are. This is not the time to throw this belief out the window and collect and join with the collective consciousness, the race consciousness that is full of fear. We are here to be the beacons of light in the world in times of darkness. And this is the time we need to shine brighter than ever, living, expressing, and sharing the truth that we believe. So this is not a subject that I want to spend too much time on, but I did come across something somebody wrote yesterday in response to what's happening. It's by Lynn Ungar, and it's entitled Pandemic. And she says, what if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath, the most sacred of times? Cease from travel, cease from buying and selling, give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. So my theme this morning is entitled, Be Bold. It was inspired in part by something I heard whilst watching a film, a sweet little film on Netflix, entitled something like All the Bright Places in Dark Times, something similar to that. And within it, the two characters are exchanging different quotes from Virginia Woolf. And one of the characters says that we have within us 1,000 capacities. I was so struck with that phrase, that we have within us 1,000 capacities. And whilst that might be a slight exaggeration, I know for certain we're unlimited beings, and as unlimited beings, we have infinite capacities within us. For most of us, though, we fail to realize many of them, for reasons that we have mentioned before. But I love the quote that I shared yesterday in our Shout Out for Sunday Soul by Ellen Grace O'Brien, who says, we are called to rise in great and small ways throughout our life. We never know the extent of our divine potential until a time or situation arises that requires it to come forth. I believe we are living in times that is really requiring us to come forth and be bold and express our fullest, our most deepest and divine potential ever. There was a statistic that totally blew me away that I came across this week. And it said, 0.5% of all of women's history has only been recorded. I'm going to repeat that percentage, 0.5%. History has failed to recognize the contribution of women, what we have achieved, what we stand for, what we've accomplished. We have so been left out of history books that it's no wonder that the female collective psyche fails to recognize their divine potential and live up to it. If only 0.5% of history of women have been recorded. Who are we looking up to? Who can we say, oh, she did it, therefore I can do it? We have so been dumbed down. We have been so subjected and subjugated to feeling that somehow we are less than equal, we are less than superior, we are less than everything. That we have stopped living life boldly. We've stopped believing that we have within us 1,000 capacities, in truth, unlimited capacities we have yet to manifest. We have settled to just getting by, just existing, just making do. And my beloved, whether you're male or female listening to this Sunday soul, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I'm having a Trump moment. It's irrelevant whether what you have not done or what you think you cannot do, or whether you think it's been done before, or whether you think you don't have what it takes, it is not relevant. What is relevant is that you have unexpressed abilities, unexpressed capabilities, unexpressed potentialities within you that is waiting to be shared with the world. And when I'm talking about being bold, I'm not talking you have to go and climb Mount Kilimanjaro or do anything that you consider to be extraordinary. Being bold can be both what we consider small or large. Two things I came across this week that I thought this was extreme boldness. One was about two young sisters in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, as many of you may be aware, has very backward views on the roles of women. And even though they're changing, obviously the culture is slow to change. And these two sisters wanted to be baristas in the local coffee shops where they lived, which was in one of the cities, Riyadh, I believe it said. And their father was totally against it. The idea that his daughters would be working in a public place where both males and females who would come into their sharing with them coffee, and how what people might think, and obviously as always with a lot of parents, what people might think, resisted it. But these two sisters were adamant and even defied them and got jobs working in one in a coffee shop and one in a community center. Now, to us in the West, we may not consider that significant or even bold. But when you're living in a society and a culture where you're not supposed to do anything outside your males, be it your father, your brother, your husband, even your son's permission, to go against the wishes of your father and do a job in public where you're mixing with males who are not your family members, that is bold. That is really bold. And so the father eventually came round. But there's still a lot of, he went on to say, it did make me smile. They kind of kept pushing the boundaries with the father. They wanted to go to a concert. And again, going to concerts with mixed groups is not really allowed and accepted. And so they didn't want to say it was a pop concert where there was music. They were just saying, oh, they were going to a gathering. And the father said, I can retreat, you know. And then confessed, they then confessed it was a music concert, and he gave his blessing. But women, girls are pushing back boundaries wherever in the world they are finding themselves. The other thing that I came across was about a young girl, Vida, who had Down syndrome. And she had weak muscles because of a condition called hypotonia. And when Kavita and Himashu adopted her, they were told she may never walk. But under their loving care, she blossomed into a happy four-year-old that she is today. And last month, Vida took a huge step, literally, when she faced her fears and walked down the stairs all by herself. It means she believes in herself, said Vida's mum, and that's an achievement for all of us. You see, for me, that was another example of a four-year-old being bold. Not taking on what other people have said, their opinions, that she wouldn't be able to walk and what her life would be. She wasn't buying into their limitations for her. She was bold enough to see beyond the appearances of what her physical capabilities were. She was bold enough to take that step down those stairs. And I truly admire her because I know that when you're in discomfort and pain, something like traveling down the stairs is huge. So my sacred text this morning is from Psalm 138, verse 3. And it says, on the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. You see, we are never alone in anything we have to face or undertake. When we recognize our realignment and our connection to spirit, we can speak forth what it is that we are wanting, desiring, requesting, requiring. And God will answer us and make us bold, will give us the strength. We are not alone. We have that within us that truly enlivens, that quickens, that emboldens, that empowers, that inspires, that guides, that directs us. If only we have the courage to move beyond any thoughts of limitations, any doubts, any despairs, and step up into accepting our unlimited capabilities and capacities that are and that is within us. One of my favorite authors of all time is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he says, do not be too timid and squeamish about your actions. All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. What if they be a little coarse and you may get your coat soiled or torn? And what if you do fail and get fairly rolled in the dirt once or twice? Up again. You shall never be so afraid of a tumble. People fail to be bold, fail to try, fail to attempt because the thought of failure so besets them that they don't even begin. They won't even start just in case it doesn't work, just in case they don't succeed, just in case. And Ralph Waldo is saying, so what? So you tumble, you get your coat torn, you roll in the dirt, so what? Pick yourself up and do it again. My beloved, we have within us 1,000 unlimited capacities to be bold, to live out loud, to do daring and exceedingly incredible things. And they don't have to be incredible for other people, they only need to be incredible for us. My poem this morning is from Susan Noyes Anderson. She says, draw lightning down from the sky. Call down the rain on shifting sands. Become the one who understands where strength resides. Control the tides. Create your wake. Trust in your flow for its own sake. No looking back except to marvel at the glory. You live the story. And so be bold. Be bold for you. Be bold for women far from view. Be brave and real. Contrive to feel the rightness there. Summon the wisdom of the womb. Assume the mantle of your birth. Ignite a flame across the earth. For woman's due begin with you. So there are a couple of news sources I subscribe to. The Guardian, the New York Times, on something called The Medium. I find their articles to be informative and balanced. And the New York Times is, for this month of March, which is the month for women, is running hashtag 31 women. And every day they are sharing an example of some incredible feat that a woman has achieved that, for most part, we don't know. So I want to share from my story this morning two such incredible women. The first is Annie Edson Taylor, who, in a moment of unequivocal courage but questionable decision-making, became the first and oldest person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Yes, a barrel. In 1901. She was later nicknamed the Goddess of Water and was the only woman to have done it alone. Taylor, a charm school instructor in her 60s, fell nearly 160 feet, hurtling down the rocks and raging water in a white oak barrel of her own design. The feat has been replicated only a handful of times over the last century, but never by Taylor. "I would rather face a cannon," she said after her daredevil plunge, "than go over the falls again." The second story I want to share this morning is Betty Stringfield, nicknamed the Motorcycle Queen of Miami, who was a dispatch rider for the U.S. Army in the 1940s. At a time when motorcycle riding was considered unladylike, at 16, Bessie got her first bike and rode across the country, dazzling family and friends with stories of being chased off the road in the Jim Crow South and carnival stunts on the Wall of Death. When other women were relegated to housework, Stringfield revved and roared through Florida's palm tree-lined streets on her Harley-Davidson. Today, hundreds of women motorcyclists make an annual cross-country trek in her honor. These are a couple of women that escaped the 0.5% that are recorded in history. Women who, brave and bold, undertook things that were deemed perhaps unladylike and not suitable. But being bold sometimes means pushing beyond the constrictions and boundaries that society and culture places upon us. Our Science of Mind reading is entitled Equipped for Life. The first quote comes from Nona L. Brooks. "Glorified by the baptism of the Spirit, we go forth powerfully equipped to meet life." The second quote is from Ernest Holmes on Alcoholism, page 16, and says, "Wisdom, strength, courage, and all harmonious conditions are a direct result of spiritual power with which we are already equipped." The author writes, "In a period of 12 hours, bar-headed geese fly from sea level in India over the Himalayas to the Tibetan highlands of China and Mongolia, making an elevation change of 26,000 feet. In contrast to humans, they don't need any special equipment to survive in an oxygen-deprived environment. These geese are created with everything they need to make the journey. For instance, they have more oxygen-transferring capillaries around the individual cells in their pectoral muscles. In addition, these cells are mitochondria-dense, and mitochondria uses oxygen to supply energy to cells. Furthermore, their bodies know exactly what to do when oxygen levels drop. Their metabolism slows down, thus requiring less oxygen. Their blood temperature drops, allowing it to carry more oxygen. The geese themselves know instinctively what to do without thinking about it. They use their wings in more efficient ways to conserve oxygen. Know that spirit, perfect spirit, can create only perfection. Spirit has created each of us with everything we need to make our journeys in life and to answer our highest calling in this world, to be instruments of Spirit. It has created us completely equipped to express the Spirit within. Don't ever question the perfection that you are. Regardless of appearances, know that whatever comes your way, you're completely equipped to handle it. By yourself or with the loving assistance of your fellow expressions of the Divine. My beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, at this time, I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Feeling. Now, as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in boldness. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in boldness. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Boldness. Fear. Boldness. Fear. Boldness. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. Let us see ourselves being, doing, experiencing that which we wish, want to see. And always as we hold the vision in our head, we add the feeling component. What does it feel like as I'm experiencing whatever it is that I'm seeing in my mind's eye? The clearer you are, the more you'll realize it. The mind does not distinguish between that which is imagined or actual. So the better you are at imagining and feeling, the more real it will be. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is energy, God is the spirit, the life force, the power, the presence that animates in and through all of life and that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. God, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. So let us really deepen into this truth and reality, so that at these times that are so disturbing and troubling, we can remember that right where we are, God is, and all is well. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence to connect, to commune, to align ourselves with the spirit that is eternal, that is unchanging and unchangeable. That as we come back into the remembrance of who we are and whose we are, that we are made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness is health, wholeness, peace, and perfection. Let us take this time to truly deepen in our faith and to be bold in how we show up as expressions of your life. Let us remember that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Allow our hearts and minds to be open that we can truly embrace the Christ consciousness that transcends fear and doubt, worry, and pessimism. That we can trust in the abiding, everlasting, eternal presence that is omnipotent, that is omnipresent, that is omniscient, that is right where we are. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we anchor ourselves in truth, as we align ourselves with your spirit, let us radiate this truth, this light, this love, this peace, this joy out into the world that is so in need at this time. There is so much that is happening across our globe, with the fear, with the trepidation, with the despair, with the worry, with the angst that this latest disease, the coronavirus, is causing. Let us remember our true identity and our true nature, which is love, to be loving and compassionate to ourselves and to each other, and to be caring and concerned for all people's needs and well-being. And as we are dealing with this across here, across the globe, may we remember the people that are suffering from other crises across the world, those that are in refugee camps without food, water, or proper shelter, those in Africa that are suffering from the locust crisis where their crops are being eaten, that are suffering from drought, that are suffering from all manner of natural disasters. Let us not only be concerned with our own crisis, but let us have a concern for others. Let us remember that we are one kind, humankind, and that we are all of your spirit, the one life, the one presence. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, touch our hearts that we may be bold enough to utilize some of the capacities that are within us, that we may truly be the expressions that you created us to be, that we fulfill the divine potential with which we are imbued with. Touch our leaders, Lord. Fill them with your grace, with your wisdom, that they may truly govern and lead with integrity and dignity. For anything that I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For always it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, facing outwards, and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, making small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone lines for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I rejoice in my utter perfection.
I rejoice in my utter perfection.
Knowing that I am always equipped.
Knowing that I am always equipped.
With everything I need. To live with ease and grace.
And to be the hands and heart of spirit on earth.
Our Buddhist meditations, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the love of God. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. And so, my beloved, as we're coming towards the end of our Sunday soul, we continue in the season of nonviolence, the qualities and attributes of this coming week: compassion, disarmament, ecology, honor, respect, advocacy. As always, the affirmations can be found on the Sunday Soul website. Our rumination for this week, open the page. John, let's see which one is on. Our rumination says, our words and actions are the perfect mirror to our inner selves. That is our Rumi quote for today. Our rumination. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 as always, our 10 minutes of prayer time. The benediction that I've chosen today, I'm modifying it just slightly with an additional sentence. It's by Graph 1980, and it's entitled, Be Bold. Be bold for the sake of beauty's presence, born of a child's smile, a lover's laugh, a raging current, cutting across foaming waters. May you be bold, outspoken for a token of love's flowering affection, of hope's name that scars the heart but tells only truth. May you be bold when others falter, failing to offer kindness because they are scared, uncertain, or simply never cared. May you be bold to be alive while you live, knowing you will die. May you be bold, soaring to help strangers fly. May you be bold, my friends. So my closing song this week is from one of the Sunday Solos from Costa Rica, who has sent it to me, and I've been waiting for the appropriate time to share it with you. It's by Avery Sunshine, entitled Jump. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Too tired of crying, so got to do something strong. Jump by Avery Sunshine. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and safe and beautiful week. Remember to affirm, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Peace and blessings until we meet again on Thursday. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.